Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Back to pass, looking right, going deep for Waddle. Coverage is there, and is it picked off? Yes, picked off by Cole Bishop. The safety in coverage. What a couple of weeks. For the second year safety, a takeaway for Buffalo. Looking right, now left, going deep down the sideline for Coleman. Back shoulder complete, reaches for the pylon. He's in for the touchdown. Keon Coleman with a huge touchdown grab. Tua back to pass, heaves it deep down the middle of the field, looking for Waddle, and it's intercepted by Maxwell Hairston. He's up on his feet to the 25, to the 30. Flag on the play, and he's tripped up at the 38-yard line.
I think Joe Kelly's trying to make people feel a little better this morning, that's all. Playing all good stuff, all highlights, right?
Maybe a bit.
Hey, that's all right. There's nothing wrong with that on a Buffalo football Monday. We need something to pick us up a little bit today, right? How about the fact that like people are off tomorrow from work or school maybe, right? That could be. You have a one day, then you have off, right? It's like taking my son into school this morning, and I'm like, you only have to go to school today, then you have off tomorrow, basically. Like, yeah. Oh, okay. I'm like, well, then you got to go back for 3 days. He's like, and then it's Thanksgiving. I'm like, no, it's for a couple weeks from now. Right? It's all good. Joe Kelly producing right there. Those are calls from the Buffalo Bills Radio Network, courtesy of the Buffalo Bills Radio Network here on WGR. And Chris Brown on the calls right there. Cole Bishop interception. Keon Coleman touchdown. Maxwell Hairston interception as well. But few and far between actual highlights from the game yesterday, 30-13. The Bills lose to the Miami Dolphins. We're going to talk about it here in the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Let me get everything out of the way early here, all right, because it is a Buffalo football Monday. We got a lot to get to, a lot to say, and a lot of calls. And of course, every Buffalo football Monday is presented by Catholic Health, the right way to care. Brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com. And by Northtown Hyundai, Western New York's premium Hyundai dealership. Shop online at northtownhyundai.com. We will get to sit up, stand down, hey buddy, way later in the show. First big chunk of the show, especially the first full hour. It's about your calls after I give you some thoughts on what happened in South Florida yesterday. 803-0550 is the number to call. I'm just going to say this today, like, you call, you talk today. Like, that, you know, we do it every week anyway, and you're always really great about it, and we get a lot of great calls, and I had a lot of people texting me last night saying, I can't believe it. You're going to take these calls. Good luck tomorrow. All these calls. No, you guys are great on Monday. Win or lose, I've enjoyed the space we've created here on a Monday to talk about the team and the game and the organization, whatever. And it doesn't mean we have to agree all the time. We can debate. We can discuss. But, you know, my job here is to give you the forum, give you the platform. And I always say this, as long as you're respectful and you do it the right way, you can call up and, you know, what we try not to do is just, oh my God, you know, Towering Infernos, you know, versus Super Bowl parades, right? I mean, there's always a space in between. But I think Towering Infernos today probably is what you're, and what I mean by that is like, you're hot and you want fire and brimstone and you want people fired, you want changes and all that. And I get it. And you want to call up and talk about that today, you can do that. You know, but let's try to get to a good spot of, you know, moving forward and what needs to happen, because this football team is in danger right now. They're in danger. And if you want to talk about it on the phone lines, we got it. Or if you want to join us on the YouTube and Twitch stream, we can do that as well. And hello to the bullpen, as always, on a Monday. Thank you very much for joining us at the WGR 550 YouTube page. Got a lot of people in there. Black Cloud, AC, James, Steven, Vlad, Tony, Dan, Chudley. Thank you very much. Nick, D-Baz. So I just want to say hi. Darius, all of you. Thank you so much for coming aboard. We've got a great community there. If you want to join in the chat, if you don't want to call, you just want to get in there, we can do that as well. Okay. 30-13. If you would have told me the score of the game, the Buffalo Bills against the Miami Dolphins, was going to be 30-13, I would have said, absolutely, that makes total sense to me. Bills are going to go to Miami. They're going to crush a 2-7 football team that just fired their general manager. They are kind of playing out the season. They have their quarterback calling people out and players-only meetings. And the head coach seems like he's kind of lost at press conferences. This team is, they're a rudderless ship. They're going nowhere. The Bills are going to go put their foot down. They're going to stop them 30-13. I'll even say this, okay? If you told me the Dolphins would score the first 13 points of the game and the final score would be 30-13, I might actually think the Bills would score 30 straight points and come back and win. That's how confident I would be that the Buffalo Bills would crush the Miami Dolphins on a Sunday afternoon in sunny, hot South Florida. It's not what happened. It's not what happened at all. From the jump, we heard this from players in the locker room, and this is a big issue. Deion Dawkins, Josh Allen, Daquan Jones, Spencer Brown, several players in some form or another said they wanted it more, they played harder than us. Folks, that's unacceptable. It is unacceptable. You can't have that. And I'm actually glad that they said it out loud, because when it comes from your own locker room, when it comes from the leaders on your team, it should mean more to how you to respond. It should be, that should be personal to you, to every person in that locker room, including the guys who said it, right? It wasn't even if the Miami Dolphins played harder than the Buffalo Bills, even if the Miami Dolphins wanted it more than the Buffalo Bills, which is terrible to say and think about, and oh my God, I can't believe that in that situation. Even if that's the case, the Buffalo Bills should have still beaten the Miami Dolphins and what they had on the field, talent-wise. And they didn't do that. And they came home, and I did, after a sunny 80-degree day, getting on that airplane, and then walking off the plane with the snow and the wind flying at you. And I didn't know. Joe Cali, I did not know I was supposed to put my wipers up so it wasn't a freeze on my windshield when I got back to the airport. But that's what I'm like, why didn't I know that? I couldn't believe it.
It happens sometimes. It wasn't supposed to snow as much as it has.
Right.
So I do not fault you on that.
So you're like, I'm like 4 hours after the game. It's 80 degrees. Get on the plane. Come back here. Snow. Just fall in. Be careful getting off the ice and walk in. Get to the car. And I'm like, oh my God, I should have put the wipers up. And that's adding insult to injury, I guess, right? To think about the state of mind that you're in.
Oh, yeah. I don't know how you kept it together. I would have been in shambles if that happened to me.
Well, I'm trying to keep it together today. That's why I want to hear from you. But, folks, seriously, even if that were the case, the Miami Dolphins played a little harder. They played harder. They wanted it more, whatever. You're still the Buffalo Bills. You have Josh Allen. You're the number one rushing team in the league. They're one of the worst rushing defenses in the league. They are depleted in the secondary. They're giving up big time, you know, yards per play against the pass. Just go do your thing anyway. And then you walk away from it and go, you know what? We didn't play our best football, but we still won the game. Didn't happen. Now, I'll be the first. I know. I've said this many times, and it's true. And I hope you understand. Like, it is tough. It is tough to always, for 17 straight games, be the most energetic, up for every game, amped up, whatever, on a 1 year basis. And then you go year to year and you win, and you win championships, division championships, you get to the playoffs every year, have the success, you get like the success fatigue where it kind of doesn't matter. What do they say about the Chiefs? Well, they only care about the postseason, right? You have this conversation in Kansas City probably a lot. I get all that. But in this situation against that team, that can't happen. It just can't happen. And then if it does happen, you still have enough talent to win, but they didn't. Why? Let's talk about the X's and O's, all right? I'm looking at the official game book right now. Oh, you know what? I can do this on the camera, on the stream. I can show you, actually. This is the official game book. There you go, okay? If you're looking on the stream, this is the offense and defense, starting offense, starting defense. This is what we get after the game they put out there that you can find online, too, by the way. But I'm looking at this for a specific example. On defense, the Miami Dolphins started 4 down linemen and 3 linebackers. Okay? There you go. Oh, and you want to zoom in again? I'll show you what I mean. Just so I can get an idea so people can see. There we go. They started 4 down linemen and 3 linebackers. We call that a base defense. Okay. Why am I pointing that out to you? Because right when the game started, okay, I asked Spencer Brown, did the Miami Dolphins do anything different? He said, you don't first play the game, they come out in base, not in nickel. I said, okay, and I'm thinking about that. The Miami Dolphins made a conscious decision in this game to say, we are going to take away what the Buffalo Bills do best. And what the Bills do best is not throw the ball with MVP Josh Allen. What they do the best is run the ball with James Cook. And the Miami Dolphins said, we are going to do whatever we can to make sure you cannot run the ball, because we're not really afraid of you throwing it on us. 3 linebackers, not nickel, not an extra defensive back. In what universe am I living in where the game plan against the Buffalo Bills offense is to force Josh Allen to beat you? And it's not a Josh Allen point. He could be better. He hasn't been great. This passing game is struggling big time. He had the most time to throw in his career yesterday, according to Next Gen Advanced Stats. Now, a lot of that is because he scrambled around a couple of plays, and that bakes into that, but overall. And it still was a struggle to get guys open downfield, for guys to get open downfield. You know, you could tell me all you want, this is on Joe Brady. I'm here for it. That's fine. Everybody deserves blame. Sean McDermott and his staff deserve blame for them not, you know, being ready and prepared. But again, I think that they generally do a very good job of, on a week-to-week basis, being prepared in each game as its own entity. But this week was not that, right? So you can go there. You can blame Joe Brady all you want. That's fine. Scheme this, scheme that. I've said multiple times this morning, I just recorded a podcast, and I said this earlier on with Jeremy, and I'm going to say it again here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. I am the worst artist in the world. Like, I draw stick figures, okay? Like, literally, if you said, can you draw this? No, I can't do it. I draw stick figures. You could give me and bring to me an incredible painter, an incredible artist, I should say, a teacher, an art teacher, to work with me on a weekly basis. And I don't even think I'm going to get much better. It's just, at some point, as much as you can blame or want to point at Joe Brady, that's fine. It is his job to scheme open. It is the people he is trying to scheme open that have to do it. Right? So it's all baked in there. And then it's up to the quarterback to trust that, to pull the trigger when those guys are open. And all of that is happening. It's not one thing. Defense had a couple struggles yesterday, no doubt, especially late in the game. They were gassed. I'm putting this one more on the offense, even though the defense did give up. Max Harrison got beat by Jalen Waddle deep. He gets beat by Waddle a little bit later. Yes, he had an interception. I do like the way the secondary's coming together. Cole Bishop with another, you know, interception, but they gave up a couple big plays. The run game gave up a couple big plays. But you are not in that position if the offense does their job early. Okay, get to my last point here about all of this, all right? And the roster and the team and where they are. And then I'll get to your phone calls, I promise. I just told you the blueprint is out on the Bills, right? Which is, I think, take away James Cook. Dare the passing game to beat us, and they can't do it. I'm also going to say this, and this is on the heels of it. The Buffalo Bills are not built to be able to play a game of catch-up. They're not built to play a game of chase. And Sean McDermott was right when he said that yesterday. He said after the game, We had to chase the game. Yeah, they can't play chase. Do you know what happened against Kansas City? They scored first. They scored early. Kansas City came down, I think, was it a tie game maybe? Either way, the Bills were never not at least in control of that game in some respect. They were in control. Miami was in control of this game. The Bills can't play a game where they aren't in control. They were not really in control against Baltimore until they got a couple breaks go their way late in the game, and then they made their points, and they did what they had to do late in the game, and that was nice. And you could say, oh, there it is. And Joe Brady said, hey, we can throw it when we need to throw it. And that happened, all right? But generally, like, this team is not built to do that. They have to control the game. That's why they try to run the ball the way they do. They try to run the ball so they can control the game. And then score by doing that and throwing it when they need to in those situations, and you're getting good down and distance, which they didn't do because first and second down was not good. And they can't. They can't play like that. If the Buccaneers come here next week and they're up 10-0 early, that's a really, really, really bad news for the Bills. In years past, I wouldn't think it as much. If the Bills get up 10-0, it's really good news because they can play by controlling the game. That's what they can do. But they have to do that. They have to be in that position and put themselves in that position. And you don't put yourself in that position when you punt early on fourth down and think that, okay, we'll just play a defensive game and then things come right down and they score. You don't do that when you fumble the ball away, when you throw the ball to the other team. They couldn't. 803-0550 is the number to call here in the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. All right, I spoke for about 16 minutes here. Greg in North Carolina is up first. Hi, Greg. Go ahead. You're on WGR.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Really appreciate it on a sad mafia day. I don't think I felt this bad since the 13-second game, but today's the 50th anniversary of the sinking of the Edmund Fitzgerald. I feel like I'm on that ship. But to get to my point, probably I'm barking up the wrong tree looking for excuses, but all these soft tissue injuries which have been a real drag on our team all year long, how much of that you think falls on the training staff? I mean, these guys are not only supposed to help get the guys recovering from injuries, they're supposed to prepare them for the games and the season. And it just seems like all these soft tissue injuries are something that could have been prevented with the right kind of training, and whether it's preseason, whether the collective bargaining agreement doesn't allow you to have as much practice as you used to. So I'm just curious what your thoughts are on that.
Obviously, it is an issue, Greg, and it's not, and they're not shying away from it. Sean McDermott had, I asked Sean McDermott this, I don't know if you were listening Friday. I specifically asked him this question on Friday on this radio show, and he said it's something that they're looking at and they have to turn over every stone. He addressed it yesterday. You want to ask me how much is on the training staff? Well, obviously, they're the people in charge of that, but again, take care of your body is the right way in the offseason as well before you get back. That could be part of it. I don't know the answer to your specific question, but I agree that it's an issue. The Bills believe it's an issue. Sean McDermott has recognized it's an issue, and they'll have to look at it. And I don't know if there's an answer right now, to be quite honest, and I'm sorry for that. Let's go to Sean, who is in Long Island. Hi, Sean.
Hey, Sal. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good.
All right. So I just have 3 points. If you can just bear with me, I won't be too long here.
Okay.
Number one is, when you take a look at what goes on the field, I've been saying this for a while, you know, anytime things are not going well and Josh has that dejected kind of puppy dog look, goes to the end of the bench, sits down, looks at the tablet, talks to the quarterback coach, talks to Trubisky. It's just, man, it was so obvious when Diggs was around. I guess we took it for granted a bit that he was a little bit of the pot stirrer that was, now that we look back on, needed. I don't think there's anybody on this roster right now, or at least on the offensive side of the ball, that really offers that. I don't know what the answer is for this year to solve that. But for next year, I don't know if it's a player. Maybe it's Daboll coming back and drawing up a passing game again that was conducive to Josh's skill set. I don't think Daboll's going to be with the Giants next year. Maybe that's a fit for us next year. He's also, fiery, if you will, and urgent. And maybe he'll light up the players that he doesn't think are given it their all. We need more out of that. We need more leadership out of Josh. And I don't mean just getting in people's faces, but it's just, I'm tired of that 1,000-yard stare. That's number one. Number two is, I don't think that Bean deserves any sort of credit or any sort of kudos for the effort for the Dolphins or Jets trades. You got to be smarter than that. Anybody that doesn't even work in the front offices of the NFL understands that trading within division is going to be very difficult. And if you were hanging your hat on or hoping that was going to work out, it just didn't make any sense. It's not my job to then tell you, oh, well, what else would he have done? That's his job. find a match. Start the process earlier in the season so that you're not scrambling at the end to maybe, you know, have to throw a Hail Mary at the Dolphins to try to pry away Waddle. So to me, that's an issue. And then third and foremost, possibly the most alarming, is that I think we do overrate this roster. I know they're banged up a bit and stuff, but the contracts that he's given out to pretty average players at an above average rate as far as their pay is concerned, and the missing of draft picks has really created, it's really come to a head this year. And my main concern is that this is now the beginning of a 2 to 3 year period where these multiple holes, linebacker, defensive line still, most prominently wide receiver, there's multiple holes in each of those position groups that need to be filled. We're going to have guys leaving next year, guys coming in. We're also going to be in a place, too, where I don't think, you know, the way Josh is playing and everything and the way this season is kind of playing out, it doesn't look like it's that destination anymore. New England looks to be that destination now, the top young QB, the great coach. And you're going to have to maybe overpay somebody to come in here. And that's my fear. You had Josh for a bit where you had some guys like Sanders and Beasley, some other Von, you know, I know Von signed for a big contract. You had players that said, oh, a chance to play with Josh, you know, maybe I'll come a little bit on the cheap there. Great opportunity. Now, you know, we don't have that clout any longer. And, you know, Bean is really, should be very much on the hot seat for the construction of the roster. I give him a lot of credit for what he did back in 2017, turning the roster over and getting the picks to acquire Josh. And then building the roster with Diggs, Beasley, Brown. That was he did build a good team there, and that was our shot, I feel like.
But yeah, shot. I got you, buddy. I want to run, okay? I got a lot of calls on the line. I appreciate your 3 points. I got them all. Thank you so much. No, I appreciate it. Good stuff there, good talk, and I appreciate you laying that all out. Let's go to Steve in Virginia. Hi, Steve.
Hey, Sal. Thanks for taking my call.
You got it.
Hey, so a quick shout-out. Today's the 250th Marine Corps birthday. Just want to say happy birthday to any fellow Marines out there listening today.
Are you a Marine?
Yes, I am.
Well, thank you for your service. Thank you for your service.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
You got it.
Just wanted questions about the use of Elijah Moore and Curtis Samuel. Mm-hmm. Last year, I know Elijah Moore had over 60 catches, I believe 61. And the year previous, he had over 50, I believe 57. And Curtis Samuel, the 2 years with Washington, he had over 60 catches. I'm just curious, is Brady not using these guys right? Because, I mean, I looked it up last night. I don't think either guy has 10 receptions, you know, at all each. And we keep hearing about how Curtis Samuel has 4.3 speed. I'm like, are they not being used properly? Why aren't we getting more?
It's a good question. Let me look at the snap counts from yesterday again. And if you look at it, wide receiver-wise, hold on, let me give you wide receivers. Khalil Shakir on the field, 45 snaps. Keon Coleman, 42 snaps. Then you get down to Moore at 25 and Shavers at 24 and Samuel at 24. So they're on the field for 35% of the snaps each. It's a good question. I don't know the exact answer, Steve. I'll go back to what I said earlier. Like, you can, you know, you have certain players with certain skill sets. You can draw up stuff for them. They also have to have the ability to get open, and I think it's always a lot of chicken and egg, so I don't have the answer for you there. You're just as frustrated as a lot of fans, and I appreciate that, and thank you. John is up next. Hi, John.
Hey, Sal, how you doing?
I'm all right. Could be better today, though, on a Monday, for sure.
Oh, yeah, I'm right there with you.
Okay, buddy.
Got a lot of points about the game itself, but I think just because of time, I'll jump to, like, my main point, which is going to be the hardest one to hear, but, you know, at the end of the day, the Bills are and always have been a poorly run organization. And you look at, like, the Chiefs or the Rams, and they're drafting well, adding the proper pieces. Or you look at the Patriots, built on winning, won a lot of championships. Now they're running for the one seed. And when Diggs left, and you look at that draft class, his frustration kind of came out. They never got a solid number two guy behind him, right? You had, like, Jackson Smith and Jimba, Jordan Addison, Marvin Mims, Rashee Rice. Some of these guys were taken 20 and beyond as far as the pick number, even second round, and just not drafting well enough to keep that roster together. And when they had the success that they had during that time, they didn't know how to progress and direct the team. And now you're kind of falling back. And that's really the main point of that. Their history, I mean, they haven't won anything since 1965. I mean, you know,
Yeah, I don't agree that they are just always a poorly run team. They won six straight, five straight division championships, and Kansas City Chiefs have missed on plenty of draft picks lately. Even there's whispers that, you know, Xavier Worthy isn't, like, so I don't want to go there. But no, if you want to make the point that they've missed on draft picks, sure, that's fair. I don't want to. They've always been a poorly run franchise. It's just not true. It's just not true. You could be upset now and go back at some of the contracts, and all those things are, like, you know, kind of own entities that you can point to. I get, but they're not. They haven't always been a poorly run franchise. They've actually been a very well run franchise, I think, over the last better part of the last, you know, 7-8 years, to be honest with you. But no, it doesn't mean you have to win championships, and it doesn't have to equate to good or bad run franchises. I understand that. You know, Kansas City's had their misses too, plenty of them. I don't know. I think the New England Patriots have been a terribly run franchise for like 4 years now, or since Bill Belichick left, I guess, and even before that, maybe. And now they're finally starting to get their footing again because they found a quarterback. So either way, thanks a lot for the call. Mike in Denver. Hi, Mike.
Yes, hello. I wanted to talk mainly about two things, and that is the, first of all, is the missed tackles on defense. It reared its ugly head yesterday again. I know the Kansas City game was fairly good when it came to, you know, one-on-one tackling. But if you go back even earlier this season, I remember hearing this about missed tackles, you know, like after the Baltimore game, for instance. And so that's one thing I noticed. I guess Achane had like 110, 111 yards, something after contact. And so that's the first thing I've noticed. And then the second thing is, did it ever occur to Joe Brady that somebody just might take away our second best weapon in James? I just can't imagine how an offensive coordinator couldn't imagine a scenario where the opposing team is going to take away your second best, you know, option on offense. I mean, can he ever come up with something other than a wide receiver screen and an over-the-shoulder pass down the sideline and, you know, maybe a 7 or 8 yard pass to a tight end like Kincaid? I mean, those things seem to be our three bread-and-butter plays. And, you know, can you run some bunch formations? I mean, they never run a bunch formation where they can get Samuel or Moore open, and I think that that would help. Thank you.
You got it. I'll go back to what I said earlier. I just don't know if you can do that and still rely on them to get open. I mean, maybe. I'm up for anything, though, to be honest with you, Mike. I mean, you know, I think they imagine that scenario. James Cook gets stopped, and what's your alternative? You have Josh freaking Allen. You know, and he threw the ball 40 times. He had 310 yards, but... is anybody to say that that was a really good passing day? Of course not, right? So no, I'm all for whatever you want to draw up, design, and send into the offices to help out. I just don't know if you have the people to do it, to be honest with you. 803-0550. Good start to the program. Half hour in, taking your calls. 803-0550. We'll do more of it on the other side on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show on a Buffalo Football Monday here on WGR.
Hand off to Achane, looking to cut it back. Gets through a hole and into the secondary.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Still loose, and he's going to go the distance. Max Hairston trying to track him down. Trips him up, but he's into the end zone for a 59-yard touchdown run, and that'll put this one to bed.
Devon Achane, oof, run defense again yesterday. Big numbers put up on them, and really was, they were not terrible until the very end when they gave up runs, I mean, numbers-wise, and Miami was doing some nice things, but 6.2 yards of carry they wind up with, courtesy of Achane's 174 yards on the ground. I do rankings every Tuesday. Here's where the Bills fall in the rankings after that week. And folks, they're always cumulative. Like, after this many games is where they fall, not like just specifically that week. And it's going to look bad again. It does every week because the run defense, it started off that way after Baltimore. It's just been bad all year, and it's going to fall even further. Let's go to Adam in New Jersey, firing the phone lines back up. Hi, Adam.
Hey, Snell, how are you?
I'm all right. Then I'm talking to you. Have better days, though.
I got two quick points. I promise I'm going to get through them. I want to start with Joe Brady. The offense is completely lifeless. It's the same recycled plays every week. No tempo, no creativity. I shouldn't be able to sit on my couch and call out the next plays before the snap. And that's and you know what the crazy part is? A couple weeks ago, he said he's not worried about the passing offense. And I know, Sal, you were bringing up your parallel with your painting. Yeah, or you're not a good artist.
I'm terrible. Yes. Yeah. The analogy. Yes.
I always say it's players, not the team. But I know that's what you said. But let me explain this, Sal. When MBS was here last year, he did nothing. Got cut. Goes to New Orleans, scores two big touchdowns and long bombs in his first week there. So I know that's a very small sample size. So that tells me that it's not so much the personnel, it's the play caller. And let me ask you something.
What did he do after that? What did he do after that?
Well,
No. Wait, what did he do after that? Let's be honest here. Yeah, he had a nice game that week. Guys have come here to have nice games, but it doesn't. He's also been without a job since then. But go ahead.
Okay, let me ask you something, Sal.
Okay,
you could appreciate this because you're a sideline reporter. Being on the sideline as opposed to being up in the press box is a different feel of the game. Why doesn't this guy come down to the sideline to call plays like Ben Johnson, Mike McDaniel did when they were OCs, instead of hiding upstairs being detached from the game? You know that it's a different feel up there from down there. You have a frustrated quarterback and a frustrated offense. Why can't you come downstairs and have a feel of the game? Why can't you? I want to know why.
Well, he can. He can. Can you slow down? Okay. Can you take a breath and slow down and I can answer your questions?
Sorry.
All right, that's okay. Sorry. It's all good. You said you had two quick points, and then like you're just—it's okay. All right. So listen, I know you're frustrated.
I'm
get
upset.
It. I know. But let me explain. You're not going to like my answer, but I'm going to tell you why. Okay? Because here's the thing, Adam. Just like you used my analogy and said, "Well, this guy did this, and look at that." I'm going to use Adam. Just go back throughout history. There's been plenty of great coordinators who've been on the sidelines. There's been plenty of great coordinators who've been up top. There's been plenty of great, you know, play callers on the sidelines. There's been championships. There's no one right way. And I don't disagree with you that you can get a different feel on the sidelines. You know what? You also have a lot of distractions on the sidelines because I am down there.
Oh, stop.
Okay. Like I said, you don't care. Okay. I got it. So I'm lying, I guess. It's all good. All right, Adam. All right. Have a great day. Let's go to Billy in Toronto. Hi, Billy. Go ahead, buddy.
Hey, yes,
he didn't want, he didn't want to hear what I had to say, but hey, that's what we do here. I was trying to at least give him an answer. He didn't have to like it. I told him that. But listen. Joe Brady could come down anytime he wants, and maybe he does that next week. If you think that, hold on 1 second, Billy. If Adam thinks that's what's holding the Bills' offense back, so be it. I don't think they have the right people, you know, playing wide receiver, getting open. I don't know if Joe Brady coming down on the sidelines is going to change that. Maybe Adam's right. Maybe that's the secret to the success. But I've been around football long enough to also tell you, I've seen it done both ways. I've seen it fail both ways. I've seen it succeed both ways. There's a lot of things happening on the sidelines. There's also a stale environment in the radio booth. In the radio booth. In the coach's booth that can allow you to see things more clearly. It's just personal preference. That's all it is. That's all it is. Personal preference to how you want to see the game. And maybe Adam could call me next week because maybe Joe Brady will be on the field next week. And they'll score 45 points. He'll say, Sal, I was right. And that's cool. Adam, you can call back and do that. I was just trying to tell you why they do, and you didn't want to hear it. So let's go, Billy. What's up?
Yeah, that's the least of our problems. Anyway, Sal, very simply put, I think I got the remedy of how we're going to win the Super Bowl. We just got to pray that we don't play New Orleans, Carolina, or Miami in the playoffs, because I'm not disappointed with when we play the good teams. We're there. We've beaten Baltimore. We've beaten Kansas City. Was this game bad? Yeah, it was real bad. But listen, it's just one of many. I know there's so many things that we can work on. But when it comes to playing the good teams, this team shows up. So once again, Sal, I'm not worried. There's only one thing that I didn't like, though, in yesterday's game.
But it's a problem if you don't show up against the lesser teams. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I know. But listen, the one thing that I did not like was when we were down for 15 in the beginning of the fourth quarter. I still have faith. I still say, you know what, we're going to come back and we're going to run three touchdowns and we're going to win this game. But we didn't. But what I didn't like was, my God, every single play, there was no urgency. I was watching the clock. We were running everything down to 1 second. We were killing 30 seconds off the clock on just about every play. We had to get to the line of scrimmage and start and make him plays. But to sit back there and wait right to the last second, we basically ran off 9-10 minutes. Now, I know it didn't make a difference in the end, but man, you got to get desperate when you're down 14.
Yeah, no, I hear you. A sense of urgency didn't seem there, right? Sense of urgency. Yeah. And it started from the get-go when guys said, hey, they were played harder than us or wanted it more. And it's just a bad sign when that happens, right? You just can't. That's unacceptable. It's unacceptable. Chris is in Boston. Hi, Chris.
Alrighty. Sal, I got to start off with a few shout-outs. First off, shout-out Newhouse Mafia. Second, my guy, he called in a little bit earlier with the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. So a few years ago, I was at that disaster against the Vikings where we fumbled on the one or whatever to end it, and my buddy and I drove all the way back to Rochester with Edmund Fitzgerald playing on loop, and it's just been my disaster song since. So reason I called, a few people said it, you're the sideline guy. Jeremy was talking about this a bunch this morning, but what type of guy was, great, so I'm in Boston. All of a sudden, the Celtics green merchandise that people wear is turning into Patriots blue and right out of the woodwork. I see a lot of Matt Collins. What type of guy was Matt Collins on the sideline? And outside of the money ball, the stats, what did we lose with him? What did he bring that stats can't capture?
I think he brought an element to all, both phases of your game that, three phases, if you want to count, passing game, he was the leading receiver as touchdowns for the Bills last year, even though we would never kind of think of him that way, right? He's not the guy you rely on. He's not your number one target, but he was available and reliable, and that means something. And he blocked his butt off, which means something. And I know people don't want to hear about blocking receivers. I get it, but you're asking me this question. He also was very good in special teams, and he just kind of, he was a guy that kind of did everything you asked of him and was always available and reliable to do all of that. Now, his attitude, incredible. He'd catch a pass. He'd have something to do, the backpack thing, quirky, interesting personality. Yeah, I mean, look, Matt Collins is not some superstar, but could you make an argument, as you are, Chris, I think, here, saying you miss a personality like that, you miss a guy around like that to kind of uplift everybody? Sure, I think you could make that argument. I'm not going to make the argument, though, that that talent like can't be replaced. Mac Hollins' talent can be replaced and should have been. And it can be, and it is. Like, you don't, you're not missing his talent. Could you miss the intangibles he brings? Sure. And you don't have to use a roster spot and an extra guy because he plays all these different parts for you, right? As a veteran still doing that, it's important. So if that's where you're going with that, I agree. Let's go to Craig. Hi, Craig. You're up next.
Hey, Sal. How are you?
Good, thanks.
Good to talk to you.
Yep.
I really wanted to kind of put to bed this old adage. You don't really hear it too much anymore, but sometimes on the Shouty shows that elite quarterbacks will elevate the play of wide receivers around them if they're mediocre. And I think that is just a lazy take, and that needs to be stopped. And I think that this everybody eats mantra is a little bit of a tangent of that. Like, back when Dable was leading the offense, like, he had some amazing receivers. And so I think that there needs to be more of a clear path towards elite level wide receivers. I mean, Brady back in his day, Wes Welker and Julian Edelman and Gronkowski and Hernandez, like all these amazing guys, and like Hill and Kelce on the Kansas City and you know, Hollywood Brown and Devonta Adams on the Eagles. Like, this is what wins Super Bowls. And I don't understand why we have not put more emphasis on the wide receiver room. And Keon Coleman was supposed to be that, but I don't, and maybe you can shed some light on this. Like, I don't understand why he was drafted, because his draft profile is what he is. He can't get separation, good at contested catches, but we don't throw him when he's not open, so he can't make those contested catches. So, like, I don't understand what the thought process of drafting him was. And then as far as Brady, I think he's just trying to lean in what works.
Yeah, right.
Kincaid and James Cook. Like, that's what was working. That's it. They can't get open downfield. Josh Allen is running around 5, 6, 7 seconds, can't find anybody. I'm exaggerating there, but like...
No, I get it. No, you're right. I agree with a lot of what you said, Craig. I agree with a lot of what you say. I want to just kind of touch on the point of the wide receivers, your main point here. And it's right. I mean, like... It is something that when you say everybody eats, what you're basically saying is we have a bunch of pass catchers and we have an elite quarterback, so he's going to make them great and they're going to be even better because of it. And they can all do a certain role and they're all at this baseline. And when Brandon Bean comes on WGR and he says after the draft, and we had the viral moment here on the morning show, and he says you can't have all pros at every position. In some positions you have to kind of, you know, however, whatever phrasing he used, I think that was an indication saying that, right? Like, hey, we don't have the top end paid wide receiver. We don't spend all these incredible resources on him. Because we have good guys, who good players, who can do a good job, and an elite quarterback, and that should add up to making up that gap, if that makes sense. That's the way I read the philosophy, right? And that's not wrong, that you can't have all pros at every position. Every team has to make those decisions. There's no way around that. Keon Coleman was drafted in the second round. The Bills obviously infamously, drafted out of that draft spot with the Kansas City Chiefs. Now, at this point, I'm not going to tell you that Kansas City even got a great player in Worthy, because right now he's just kind of is what he is, and Keon actually has more yards, I think, in his career. But that being said, who cares about that? What it does tell me, though, they didn't like their options where they were sitting, Craig, right? They didn't like their options. Yeah. Whether that was Worthy or McConkey or Leggett or Keon Coleman, they didn't feel there was a value for anybody sitting there at that point. And I think at least we have to recognize that and say, so they moved down and they took a guy, to me, you asked me why? Well, I think they probably believe he's a great athlete. We can develop him. He's got a big catch radius. We have an elite quarterback. We'll figure it out. And I just think that's it. And for whatever reason, it hasn't gotten to that yet.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, like, if that's the thought process, like, why not trade up? Like, not go after those guys that are in the top tier? And I know it's expensive. I know it's expensive.
Well, maybe they tried. I don't know. We don't know that, right? We don't know if they tried to trade up for Brian Thomas or try. You know, I don't want to sound like Brandon Bean. It takes two to tango is true, right? You do have to. We know that now from the reports. I get it. And I do think, Craig, I do think if you believe these reports, which I do, about the Jalen Waddle stuff over the weekend, I do believe that is an indication they will change that philosophy this offseason. And very much so think about allocating more resources to that position. That's the way I believe. And you could say it's too late, and I get it. You could say it's too late. I understand. It is right now. But I do believe that's an indication of a change of philosophy.
Yeah, and I hope he comes back on WGR, especially if Jeremy offers an apology.
Well, I don't know about that specifically, but, you know, we'll still talk to him, no doubt. And he came on during training camp and they talked to him. So, you know, and he'll give his rationale and reasons either way, whether that does happen or not. But I do think that could be a change in philosophy. Okay, we'll take a time out here. I got to get to a break. I got to take more phone calls as well when we come back here on WGR, and we'll do that on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show on a Buffalo Football Monday. All right, rolling along here on a Buffalo Football Monday.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer. First 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Ryan is down in Florida. What's going on, Ryan?
Hey, Sal. I got two basic question comments here. Not assuming anything, you're just looking at the facts. There's two guys on New England that we let go from our team because we didn't want them anymore, and Matt Collins and Stephon Diggs. If you go on paper, the weapons that Drake May has, you could argue that ours are better, right? Curtis Samuel, Elijah Moore, Josh Palmer, Kincaid, Knox, to what they have over there. Yet every week, Patriots Drake May is completing a 50-yard pass to some guy who was either picked up off the street booty, Diggs off an ACL, Matt Collins that we let walk. So it brings me to like kind of this thought, which is we say all this blame on receivers getting open on Brandon Bean, but their guys aren't better than ours. Mm-hmm. So why is it so easy for them? And Drake May has nothing. So why is it so easy for him? And my other second thought is, you know, with Ken Dorsey, he was basically ran out of town because, oh, the Bills don't do any motion. It's all vertical pass plays. They're running these, you know, deep in routes, and we struggle to throw the ball. Comes into town. We had all this motion. We had the heavy package. We had running the ball. We had these quick little yak screen pass plays that we do a lot. But I just feel like we're still in the same spot where it's 3rd and 12, and you have to throw the ball, and it's not a little quick screen to Shakir. I have no confidence in us. And it brings me back to that point, which is like, it's still a struggle. Ken Dorsey, Joe Brady, whatever. It's still a struggle now to convert these, like, long passing downs. And I don't understand why every team since the Texans game last year hasn't played us this way. Mm-hmm. Sell out against the run against the Bills and make them throw, because we can't throw. It's so hard. It just doesn't look easy. And everyone calls in all the time on this channel, and I'm a very, you know, loyal listener. It's Brandon Bean's fault. It's the roster. Get him a wideout. Drake May has no one. He's dropping 60-yard passes to Mac Hollins. Tell me how it makes sense.
I don't know. It's a good question. I wonder, too. I can't watch that. I didn't watch the game yesterday, the Patriots. I'm on the sidelines, and I have to keep up with the games around the league, and I see the same thing, and I'm like, every week this happens, Ryan. I agree with you. It's like, oh, my God, he completed another 50-yard pass. Like, what is going on here? It happened against Atlanta. It happened against Bucks yesterday. And I don't know, man. I wish I had the answer for you, Ryan. I appreciate it. Very well laid out. I appreciate your call. Thank you. And I don't know. It's dumbfounding. And I don't disagree with Ryan, by the way, that you could make the argument the Bills do have better weapons than the Patriots on the outside and receiver-wise and tight end-wise and pass catcher-wise, right? And at the very least, it's not much better if you want to go Patriots. I mean, I just don't think it is at all. But agreed. I don't know that answer, but I see it too. If you're on hold, please stay with us. I got to take a quick timeout. We'll come back. We'll take more of your phone calls on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show on a Buffalo Football Monday on WGR.
Former Bills center and Bills radio analyst Eric Wood joins Shoop
and the Bulldog every Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.